In 1997, a Hollywood mystery begins. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1997 gave us Harry Potter and Heaven's Gate. However, a missing screenwriter's final script made 1997 a strange year. The Gary DeVore mystery, June 1997. Hollywood screenwriter Gary DeVore was currently writing a script on the CIA and the invasion of Panama when he went missing and was found dead a year later. And 25 years later, his death is still a mystery. Gary DeVore's career began in the late 1960s when he wrote for shows such as Chuck Barris's The Newlywed Game, The Steve Allen Show, and Tempo. Gary worked as the vice president of production at De Laurentiis Entertainment before returning to filmmaking. He was known for such films as Raw Deal, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Dogs of War, starring Christopher Walken, and Showdown in Little Tokyo, starring Dolph Lundgren and Brandon Lee. He was also working on another film, but it was nothing like the previous ones. It dealt with politics, drugs, and the military. The film he was working on was about the U.S. government's involvement in drug trafficking and bank robberies, as well as the controversial invasion of Panama. It was a remake of the 1949 film, The Big Steal. DeVore was returning home on June 28, 1997, after spending some time in Santa Fe, New Mexico, because he was experiencing writer's block and needed a change of scenery to spark creativity and finish his script. Gary drove home through the Mojave Desert, en route to Carpinteria, California, where his wife Wendy awaited him. She decided to call her husband around 1 a.m. after he had not returned home and not called her. Later in the investigation, it was revealed that the telephone company did not record this call. However, Gary answered the phone without specifying his location. A year later, Gary was still missing. Missing persons posters were distributed, newspaper articles shared the story of the missing screenwriter, and an episode of America's Most Wanted aired, but no information came to light that can help in Gary DeVore's disappearance. On July 8, 1998, that would all change. More on that after this break.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good-looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
On July 8, 1998, his Ford Explorer was discovered, submerged in 12 to 15 feet of water beneath an aqueduct bridge in Palmdale, California. Gary's body was still behind the wheel, seatbelt still on. When police recovered his vehicle from the water, they discovered his laptop, which contained his script, The Big Steal, in his hands, and the gun he always carried was missing. They found no evidence of impact when they searched the aqueduct. His car lights were not turned on at the time, so he was driving in total darkness. Police pieced together what might have happened. They suspected Gary had driven 3 miles into oncoming traffic without turning on his headlights, which meant no one saw him. Dr. Matthew Alford, a British academic, spent nearly 10 years investigating the case. He said, quote, "It's very difficult to actually prove something happened, like a murder, but you can prove that something didn't happen, like an impossible accident. How can you possibly turn around on a motorway and drive 3 miles against traffic with your lights off? If those facts are accurate, and a range of experts say that is not possible, then I would go as far as to say you've proven the first state-sponsored killing in the United States. It follows on deductively that it has to do therefore be murder and has to be a cover-up, and there's no one else that can do that." The book, The Writer with No Hands, was published in April 2016 and contained numerous details about the case. Gary's hands were missing and were not located in the vehicle. However, a few finger bones were found. When they were tested, they were supposedly 200 years old. In 2014, a film about the investigation into Gary's death was released. In the film, Alford suggested that men posing as government agents entered Gary's house and took information from his script. When his vehicle was being recovered in 1998, a witness claimed that an unmarked black helicopter was photographing it. The helicopter was not a police helicopter. When Alford had completed his investigation, he went to the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department and requested that the file on Gary DeVore be obtained. His file was 600 pages long and labeled classified. They claimed because there was new information in the case they had to start from scratch and thus could not release the file. During the investigation, Alford discovered that Gary was working with someone from the CIA. His widow mentioned phone calls from government employees, and he was working on a document in Cyrillic writing, but he never explained it to her. She stated he had been very disturbed by some of the things he had discovered during his research. He was researching the U.S. invasion of Panama because he was setting the story he was writing against it, as well as the overthrow of Noriega and the massive amounts of money laundering in Panamanian banks, as well as our own government's money laundering. Gary DeVore worked at Tonopah Air Force Base, also known as Area 52, and traveled to South America with the military. Gary knew Chase Brandon, who worked for the CIA in California. Chase is the cousin of actor Tommy Lee Jones, and they'd met in 1981. Gary's work with the CIA was described as very military-related. Many people believe Gary was working for the government, and that after traveling with the military, his views shifted, and he became aware how the U.S. gained so much power. Many people believe that the CIA was involved in Gary DeVore's mysterious death, and many people have no idea what happened to him, how he died, why he died, or who was responsible because of the lack of information. And while there's not much information on this case, the Gary DeVore case remains unsolved 25 years later. According to Dr. Alford, when asked what happened, he says, "The whole thing was such a house of cards. Anything could have tipped it. And who knows, maybe it did." Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year. So,
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.